Today we hear about the Word of God. In the first reading, we hear from Isaiah where he says, "Just as the rain and the snow come down and do not return to the heavens until they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, so shall my word be. It goes forth from my mouth. My word shall not return to me void." That God's word is living and active, like a two-edged sword that pierces between marrow and bone. Yes, marrow and bone. Marrow and bone that pierces our hearts. This word of God, which is powerful and can speak to us. The question is, do we have ears to hear? Jesus speaks about that today, and he says, so many, they don't have ears to hear. They hear, but it just goes basically in one ear and out the other. Do we have ears to hear, eyes to see? Can we understand this word that God is speaking to us? This word of life, which gives new life, which brings healing, which transforms, which converts. This word God speaks to us every time we come to Mass. We can hear it in the Scriptures. As God sends His word of love, as God says, follow me, do I have a plan for your life? Oh, the places you'll go, to quote Dr. Seuss. But Jesus says that our hearts very often are not ready to receive the word so that it will bear fruit. So we've got the first time where our hearts can be so hard, the word can't even penetrate. And the evil one comes and steals them away, like the seed fell on the path. This is, for instance, when we're at Mass and the word comes in one ear and goes out the other. When maybe we're distracted by, I've got this shopping list and then we need to go out to dinner. And then after this, boy, I hope Father doesn't go on too long because I got a lot of stuff to do. Or, more poignantly, when the word is something that calls us to conversion. When there's something that we don't want to hear. And yet God continues to say, I love you. Listen to my word of life. Trust me. I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you. Let me lead you. But we say, no, I know what I want. And we resist. And the word doesn't take root in us. Then there are times when the word does get into us, but there's no depth, like the stony soil, where the word gets in and we sprout up and we say, yes, wow, this is amazing. God is so good. I can't believe how amazing this is. Oh, praise you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And don't get me wrong, I love to sing hallelujahs. I have no problems with that. But when all we are, when our whole faith is based just on an excitement, there's going to be a time when there's tribulation, there's going to be a time when there's persecution, there's going to be a time when we just feel empty. And if all our faith is a good, warm, fuzzy feeling, we're going to fall away. Can't bear fruit because there are no roots. I had friends in college, Christian friends of mine who were very active in InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. I was involved with them too, as well as the Catholic Student Organization, all sorts of stuff when I was at that good Catholic college, UNH, you remember that. But so as I was there, so often I would look and see how these girls would be getting these guys, getting into relationship with these guys, and they'd start bringing them to InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, and they would have a great time, and they would be on fire for the Lord, and then the relationship would break up for some reason, and then the guy would never be seen at church again. That he was there not for himself. He didn't have the roots. He was there only because of the person he was dating, because it made him feel good. And I'm not saying it's men or women or anything, but these were just the people that I saw. If we don't have ourselves rooted, as soon as something becomes hard, we're going to turn away. And God continues to pour out and say, but my word speaks the word of life to you. Will you not stand true even through the trial, through the hardship, through the persecution? Sometimes we are well grounded, well rooted. Maybe we are so grounded in our faith we would never leave. But we're noticing we're not bearing fruit. Jesus says that sometimes the seed is sown among thorns. Yes, it has the roots, but all the life is being sapped out of it because of the lure of riches and worldly anxiety. That we allow the anxieties, the worries, we're afraid of the future, we're afraid of how this is going to turn out, we're afraid of death, we're afraid of this, we're afraid of that. These things come and they sap us of our life, of being able to give ourselves over to the Lord in life. That we can't bear fruit because we're so much turned in on those anxieties and fears. Or, conversely, the lure of riches, that the things of this world are drawing us away. But we need to be able to let go of that so that we can hold on to that life-giving word, so that we can bear fruit. I probably shared this story with you before, but I remember about one speaker talking about how he was, what I think, pretty cruel to his son. When his son was very young, he saw how much his son reacted to things he liked. And so he put a car in front of his little son, and I'm talking like a matchbox car, not like a Volvo. He puts a matchbox car, and the little boy grabs it with his right hand, and he is so happy. Happy, 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 happy. He has a car, and he plays with it and all this stuff, and then he puts down another car. And he grabs the other car. How much happier could this little boy be? He has two cars. Wow, yay, 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 yay. And then the father puts a chocolate chip cookie down in front of him. And this little boy has not gotten to the age where he knows how to let go. And he looks and he wants the cookie. But he can't get it because he has these cards in his hands. So the moral of the story is always go for the cookie. No. That when we are holding on to the things of the world, we can't grab hold of that which is most important. We can't grab hold of what our Lord so wants to give us. The lure of riches, worldly anxieties, they choke us. They choke our life. And so we have to pray, asking God to help us to let go, to open our hands in trust that He will take care of us in good times and in bad, so that we can grab hold of Him and let His word penetrate so deeply and lead us and guide us, so that we can bear fruit 100 or 60 or 30-fold.